Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2681, Three Steps to Show Up for Your Life by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Three Steps to Show Up for Your Life by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. I was sitting at the table reciting our upcoming family schedule like a drill sergeant. There was my 2.5-year-old son running around the table, my year-old daughter throwing a fit over everything she could think of, and my husband with zero expression on his face. He put down his lunch, looked me in the eye, and said, "I miss you." This was about 4 years ago. When I write it now, I can think of how far we have come since those earliest days of parenthood. But at that time, we were a mess. Two kids in and we were floundering for free time, a moment where someone wasn't crying, and a total loss of peace in our home. We were both resentful and, for me, it came out in the form of anxiety around every corner. From this difficult time in motherhood and marriage, I've learned these five things. Number one, that marriage counseling is worth the money. Number two, I am more capable than I let myself believe. Number three, I will mess up this parenting thing, but it will be okay. Number four, that if I don't believe in my value as a mom, then I will always feel like nobody else does. And five, as I reflect back, I see how desperately I needed to show up for my life. For a long time, I've been focusing on showing up for life by living life on purpose. After so many years of restlessness and monotony, I started making lists of goals I had for myself as a woman, friend, mom, and wife. I started doing stuff. I started to define the life I wanted to live and started showing up for my life. After living for decades on autopilot, this shift has been life-changing. For the first time ever in my life, I felt brave, present, and like I was living my life true to those things I value, enjoy, and love. However, as I've worked on living life on purpose, I've learned that living purposefully is so much more than a bucket list. Here's what I think it means to really show up for your life. Step one to show up for your life, pay attention. 4 years ago, if I was paying attention, I would see that I was someone who nobody wanted to be around. I would have seen that my kids didn't need me to fix everything, but just needed me to be there. I would have seen how my anxiety was pushing my husband away. I would have seen I wasn't being a very good friend. I would have seen how unhealthy I was in my approach to life. But instead of paying attention, I was diving into distractions, keeping the schedule full, keeping my mind on myself and the flaws in my life, keeping my eyes down on my phone, keeping my lips closed tight and my heart closed tighter, keeping my distance from the people who needed me to show up. As I started to take responsibility for how I was acting, how I was spending my time, and how I was viewing myself, I realized that I hadn't been paying attention. I was missing out on so much. As I started to live life on purpose, I realized how important it is to simply pay attention. I learned that when you consistently pay attention to things, they will change you. Try it. Pay attention to how you feed yourself, to the story your kids tell, to the way your husband describes his day, to what your girlfriend is talking about over coffee, to the taste of your food, to the hum of the dryer, to the perfect little moments in each day, to the lyrics and the layers of your life. Write it down to help yourself get into the habit. The first step to show up is to put away distractions, your phone, and pay attention. Step two to show up for your life, listen closer. When you start paying attention to what is happening before you, you can sink in even deeper and pay attention to the why. I think we all struggle with this ongoing narrative in our brain that revolves around what others are saying and how it all connects back to our own life. We are all innately self-focused. When you are really listening, you turn the self-based narrative off and you are brought into someone else's narrative. It has helped bring me out of myself. If you are a parent, you know how much your kids just need to be heard. Even if you can't fix it, they just need to know they are heard. If you are married, you know the simple act of acknowledging everything your partner says is respectful and kind. Listening is the basis for communication, for connection. Listening closer helped me see what people in my life needed me to know, what they were struggling with, and how they wanted the world to know them. Listening closer also helped me to spend time thinking about how their actions and words were making me feel and to how I was acting based off those feelings. At this point in my life, I don't think I have all the self-awareness or discipline to be a really great listener, but I've learned that listening closer is one of the most simple, selfless things you can do to care about other people. Step 3 to show up for your life, act brave. I will say that I'm still working on listening. I'm still working on it because I know the next step is scariest. The next step is what you do with this information. I know it requires bravery to speak up, to step up, to move, to volunteer, to share, to change. It is hard to act brave in an effective way, in a way that genuinely helps someone versus a way that just makes me feel better. Being brave isn't smiling and offering your condolences. Being brave means saying me too. It means getting your hands dirty. It means putting your heart out there. It means offering real, practical help. I know some women find they can be braver with helping others before they are braver with their own lives. I did this the opposite way. I feel like I have worked hard on being braver with my own life, digging into my weaknesses, sharing my story, creating things, trying things, replacing the word more with enough, humbling myself to change my habits. But now that I'm listening, this isn't all about me. I have someone's pain, someone's troubles, someone's story. How can I help, ease, support, share, open up, change my mindset? How can I be braver in meeting the needs of those around me? For me, being braver has meant fighting for my marriage, humbling myself with my parenting, being a more honest and forgiving friend, being an open door when I really just want my space, doing something I think will help my community, even if it means putting myself out there for criticism. Show up for your life, for yourself, for those around you. This is my mission, to work on these 3 steps and show up for my life. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Steps to Show Up for Your Life by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Shauna. She's narrated over on Optimal Relationships Daily as well, so you can check out that show for more. Pretty open and honest conversation in this one, one that many parents, or really anyone, might not want to admit to a ton of strangers online, so I appreciated this one for that alone. And I'm not a parent, outside of parenting cats, but obviously that's not quite the same. I can't imagine what it entails, and I don't want to sound like I have the answers for parents, because I really don't. But that's why I bring a variety of authors on here. But outside of parenting, I couldn't agree more about the listening aspect. We often forget how important it is to feel heard, and to receive, we really have to give. It goes both ways. So I like that reminder as well. So thank you again to Shauna. Thank you for being here and listening along with me every day, including the weekends. Have a great rest of your day, but stick around because our weekly bonus episode is live right now. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.